I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. And before we get to the Crackman, an unscripted with the Crackman, by the way, Bill Schwitzen today. Just Schwitzen. We get tweets at Media the Book. This is from Chris Schneider. Gil did Bill Krakenberger blow up the internet betting late night all by himself, or were the others betting Boncaro all night long? And then we have a slew of tweets again from people who are sending out like one or two shops that still have the number one pickup. We're seeing, let's see, minus 6,000. People commenting on Drew Dinsick. Drew Dinsick saying that he thought Jaden Ivey was worth a shot at number three. This is from Show Me Your Brits. He said, one shop has Jaden Ivey to go third overall at 30-1. Let's see. Forrest Lehman commenting on the Shohei talk. He says, okay, I'll say it. And he goes on into his theory as to why Shohei is not. Maybe I shouldn't read that. Let's see. Guy in cornfields. The people hating on Shohei on Twitter aren't the same people who actually vote for the MVP. From your lips to God, guy in cornfield. This is from... Yep, Taco T-Bone talking about Jaden Ivey, 30-1 and number three. Eric Biggio from Will Hill. He said, great stuff on the Ohtani debate. No, you and Jason Weingarten are rooting for Shohei and agreed the guy is a unicorn. Counter, I guess, is from the New England media voters. New England, does he mean? N-E. I don't know what he meant by that. Ohtani, oh, maybe it is. Maybe he did mean.
Northeast?
Northeast. Yeah. I think he meant Northeast, yeah, because he goes on to talk about New York here. He said, oh, thank you for that, Jeff. He said, Ohtani was a bust on the main stage in the Bronx. Half the voters didn't see or couldn't care what he's done in Kansas City. Well, goodness, Eric, I hope that's not the reason. They didn't see or care. Eric goes on to say, don't think that Northeast-centric thinking is right, but you and I both know these media markets. The pinstripe premium is real, unfortunately. 100% on that, for sure. This is from Rob Platts. I'm very sorry for your loss, Gil, but very well said, and you have my respect for how you acknowledge the past heroes in any sport. Thank you, Rob. Mike Zhang, I learned something new on Numbers Game every day. Thank you for the story on Brig Owens. Just wanted to pay tribute there. And base winner, not sure what's up with the AL Cy market. Talking about Cy Young now, he says, but to me, based on these odds and a whole bunch of advanced stats, he goes, you have to take a shot with Shohei as the AL Cy Young Award winner. We just mentioned, remember, 22-1. And this, before we get into the intro now for the crack, man, I'll end it with this. Web12-66. Gil, you know I love you. NBA draft talk? Quote Jay Cutler, who cares? Snore. Wake me up for crack. Thank goodness that's over. Half hour in the dentist chair. Really? Well, guess what crack wants to talk about? Unscripted with the crack, man, everybody. Oh, you'll love this, Web 12-66. What are you going to do now? It's happening, Bill.
Hey, I have more to talk about, though, but I'm sorry, Mr. Webb.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
I have a big financial stake. And also, listen, like I said, I've lost plenty of bets in my life, but I told a lot of people about this. I mean, I told, a real lot of people. I sent this out at 12-1 to my crack wins guys. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people depending on it. I'm more concerned about them. And my friends who I've given it to, than my own money. That sounds crazy. I know it does.
No, but, I totally
you know,
understand.
People forget that, like, last year I gave out Shohei at Otani at 30-1. That's over. That money's spent. Let me be blunt. That money's spent. They spent that money already. So this is a new thing. I mean, it's only what have you done for me lately. So
okay, but let's clarify, yeah, though.
Sure.
Because your Banchero conviction comes from a different place than my Banchero conviction, right?
Yes.
So yours is based on what exactly?
You know, there was a couple guys that we respected that put out mock drafts first. And he couldn't have been. By the way, he was 18-1 at FanDuel. He was 12-1 at DraftKings. He was 16-1 at down at Westgate, which I went down there and bet it. And I got to give them guys credit, too, because when I went there, I said, they're never going to give me this. I said, they just put it up 30 minutes earlier. I said, give me $2,000 on the plus 16-1. And surprisingly, they came back with a nice $1,200 accepting offer. Then they went right to 8-1. I was going to rebet it, too. I was actually going to rebet it.
I was telling you, SVP brought up what he didn't, what he didn't know was my bet on Monday night, right?
Right.
Because, yeah, Will Hill and Westgate were the only two shops in town that had it.
Will Hill had it first before Westgate, correct?
That's correct.
I seen 10-1 there.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, when it first came out, I seen not when it first came out, but I seen 10-1. Then I seen it lowered down to 6-1.
So you did this based on that?
Well, it's based on this. Listen, you have guys that are experts in the mock draft.
Yeah, which we do. Which we cite for the NFL draft all the time.
Right, and it said, you know, don't think that Paolo. Am I saying his name right? Paolo
Banchero.
Is not in this hunt for the first pick, and it's a chance Houston trades, which is probably a little bit less, much less now, for the first pick, and they wanted him. And so he can't be at plus more than 3-1 then if these mock guys who are experts in their field know this. And so anything over 3-1 is good value.
See, I didn't the mock drafts, I didn't see one that had him, so I didn't even see that. I just came here on Monday because I'm just like, wait, let's just think about this from a basketball perspective.
Okay.
And again, prefacing all of this, because if Banchero doesn't get drafted number one, we're inevitably going to get people who are tweeting, you were wrong. That's not the point of any of this.
Right.
I don't know if he's getting drafted number one.
Sure.
I have no idea.
Sure.
But from a basketball perspective, the notion that the other two guys, Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren, were these either the favorite or a really short shot, and that Banchero at that time was 9-1 to 12-1, I'm like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
This is a bet.
Yep.
Whether we win or not is a totally different matter.
Right. We got some great value. And
right.
I'll be real blunt with you two. There's also another factor that I had involved.
Now, this is what I want to get
at.
Well,
I'm not going to say it, though.
Oh, okay.
So there's another factor I have involved that I've, you know, one of my guys doing a lot of really deep reading into things, and he found a little nugget of information that said that this guy can go. I said, wait a minute. Then between all this and the two mock drafts I've seen, this is definitely worth some value, guys.
Yeah.
So not only did I put my own money up, I drove down to the border. Matter of fact, I'm going to tweet out a USA Today article. A reporter called me at the time over a total different article, and I was driving back from Arizona at the time, and he said, wow, this is a story in itself, Bill. So he actually wrote a story about it, too. And like I said, it was based on a total different story. But not to bore the people, this is a sports betting show. We talk about all different things.
Yes.
So this is a sports betting thing. It's still up. I mean, it's still up at FanDuel, correct? I just seen it.
At least in Indiana it is.
Well,
yeah.
Even in New Jersey. I'm on the New Jersey app.
Okay.
You could just go on FanDuel and pick your state. And they have Jabari Smith now -35-1, Banchero +4-1. So it's still up. Matter of fact, an hour ago, I woke up at, you know, maybe an hour and 15 minutes ago, it was 10. You could have took 10-1 still on Banchero after Woj's information. So, you know, listen, I know he's a great source for many things. He moves lines as you guys see, but, you know, maybe he's not right about everything. He might be easily right about this. He has the inside word on things.
He could be 100% right.
Yeah.
He could be 100% wrong.
But let me tell you something. Even after his announcement,
know.
At 10-1, I'm betting it again.
Listen, I know people like want more insight than I don't know.
No.
He could be right. He could be wrong. But that's the truth with this kind of thing. And again, you're just betting the number, right? The number was out of whack. Whether it gets home or not
right.
is you know, anybody's guess. And we don't know. And this will make it so fascinating being played out here.
Yeah, this was. I usually don't really fret on bets, so I don't even watch stuff.
You came in here schwitzing. You never come in here sweating like
you
did.
Yeah, I came in here like it's like, you know, I'm more nervous for the people I told, and it makes me think that. And listen, I actually gave this out, and 3 hours it stood there at 12-1 at DraftKings. I was like, wow, I cannot believe that, you know, that people aren't betting. And sure enough, then it went to 9-1, then it went to 6-1, and right away it was minus 190 when I went to bed.
We did it here in the morning, and that thing raced.
Right.
From 9-1 or 12-1 all the way down to whatever it ended up. He was plus 175 at the end.
Sure.
And we certainly, again, we were doing our stuff in a vacuum from a basketball standpoint. I gave basketball reasons why.
Sure.
Right? Like all this other stuff that was swirling before that, apparently, which took it from 20 to 12 or whatever it was.
Sure.
That's all that, you know, who's got intel, who doesn't kind of thing, apparently. So it's been a fascinating thing. And again, we, you know, over the arc of doing this for 5 years here on VSiN, we can remember moments in time better than most other things, right? Whether it's the Nationals and it's your obligation to bet this in the World Series, Tankapalooza, you know, so many different things, any number of tennis futures that hit, including IGA in 2020. But, like, this would be another great story if this happened.
Yeah,
this would be an unbelievable story because it's, like, literally 3 days before this event started. Because a week ago, we weren't even doing NBA draft segments.
Sure. We didn't really know that they'd have it here in town either. So,
well, it just wasn't – we were thinking about other things. The NBA Finals was going on. It's like, I mean, they're still playing basketball. I can't really switch my mind that quickly to it. And then finally, over the weekend, I'm like, let me look into this a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Right? I was like – and I'm like, how is Banchero this long of a shot? And we'll see. And again, I don't know. I just want people to understand, again, whether it wins or not
– sure.
is kind of not the point, if that
doesn't
makes
matter.
Any
they'll
sense.
Come after us. Well,
of course they
me.
Will.
They'll come after me.
No.
You know,
do I want to win it?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
But that's not the
we
point of the
bet. We have bigger financial stakes than anyone on that net, I can tell you that.
That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. By the way, that's another thing. It's like, I think it's one of the biggest things that get lost. This year when the Titans were playing football, I made a bet on them to win the AFC or the Super Bowl. I can't even remember at this point. But it was whatever it was double digits. And I remember, like, the big thing with people is, will the Titans win the Super Bowl in the end, or will they win the AFC? I don't know. You don't know either. But the point is, the bet, the theory of the bet was, they're going to maintain the number one seed and get their injured players back, and they will be set up to succeed. Whether they actually execute on that, totally different story, right? But the bet is not that they'll do it. The bet is that you have a great number for them setting it up to do so. Now, of course, Ryan Tannehill killed me. You know, that game against the Bengals where they had nine sacks of Joe Burrow. But, hey, man, that's what's sports betting is a fascinating thing. You can't expect them all to get home. We'll come back. More Unscripted with the Crack Man right here on the Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here for only $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. The tweets at Beating the Book, always appreciate the feedback, are overrun with different prices on what you can get right now for Smith at one, Vaquero at one, Ivy at three, because Drew mentioned that earlier. This is an interesting one. And again, this falls under the category of, I have no idea if this is Paolo Banchero's father or not, but maybe it is. Paolo Banchero's father's name is Mario Banchero, and Dave at Midwest Gamble has sent me a screenshot of Paolo Banchero's father's Instagram, in which he is rocking the jam. You ready for this? It's called what is it called here? Number One Spot. He's playing an instrumental called Number One Spot. Read into that what you will, conspiracy folks. Hope he's sending a message. And this is from, by the way, Web 12-66 chimed in. He goes, maybe I'm the only knucklehead who doesn't care. Good for you reading the tweet, having a little fun. Well done. Roger Jones, he said, Gil, you could not have been more right talking about whether the bet you made on the first pick is right or wrong. Many people in the space have ego tied into the results. Nobody knows. But when it wins, so many knew it.
That's great.
It's a great tweet.
That's a great tweet.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. Again, do I know if he gets picked? No. But do I know what a good bet is? I'd like to think so. That's all. By the way, it should be noted, not only was Bill Schwitzing when he came in sweating beyond belief when he came in studio today, but Jeff, who's coming back from his, we're going to go with monkeypox? Is that what we're going to go with?
I don't know. He's got something. He's white as a ghost. He looks like he has a combination.
Wait a second. How is that different from any time usual?
What did you say to him?
No, you look whiter.
What did you say to him?
That's alarming.
Bill said to him, he goes, Jeff, you don't look so good.
Yeah, you don't look so good. No, he had a mask on, and I'm a germphobe. So we love Jeff. Whatever you have, I don't care. I'm willing to catch it just to be on this hour. So.
That's so untrue, by the way. He's like, Jeff, get away from this.
What happened? I did a little jog from the car too, so maybe that's why. I was like, I'm more nervous for everyone else, to be honest with you, for people I've given it to, and people that people overbet their bankrolls all the time, you know. That's another thing I want to talk about. Let's go to a different subject. Last week's golf. So I have come to an absolute decision, and I've only talked about it on this show. I overbet majors. Yes, Bill Krakenberger does. Not overbet bankroll-wise. I bet too many things.
I do, too.
On majors. I love golf so much. Yeah. I love majors so much. I overbet majors live, even. And it's a bad pool.
Oh.
So now you're going into, even though I have like five different places to bet into, and I'm probably bringing it down to single digits, it's just I'm overbetting too much on and again, I say overbetting, meaning multiples of too many bets, not money-wise. I bet like $100 at 5-1, $100 at 8-1. I looked at it at the end. I said, look at this. I bet like I bet altogether for like maybe $7,000 or $8,000 on all these different little things, $100 and $200 at a time. I said, look at this. This is what I make fun of other people for doing.
Yes.
So these majors I do. I actually admit it. I was like, wow.
We've talked about this before, and I co-sign with you. So I've always said the sport that's most ripe for a betting revolution is golf. Golf, the old World Sports Exchange model of golf, where you essentially can bet it like a stock market. There's no other sport that exists for 4 days, right? A tournament goes for 4 days with that big of a player pool. So, by the way, if I was running a sports book, golf would be my nirvana because of what you're just talking about. Even guys who are disciplined, right, typically, lose their minds specifically at golf majors. I said before, I don't bet golf on a week to base. I don't have outrights week to week in golf. But at the U.S. Open, for some reason, I had five of them, and I'm like, "What happened?"
And
to
I
me?
Didn't even know this. Yeah. I was like, "What happened to me?" What happened?
But I had Scheffler and I had Burns. They were still alive going into the final day. But Scheffler was alive right down to the end, so it could have gone differently. But yes, there's also that temptation with, first of all, the epidemic of people having, by the way, that's me. Five is an explosion for me. The epidemic of people having 10 to 12 outrights on a weekly basis, that books must love that.
Right.
Right. And the accounting is always fuzzy. But I'm just saying what you're talking about, when the in-game, I'm surprised more shops here in Las Vegas, we always talk about, hey, the NBA draft was barely available. Barely available in-game golf betting. William Hill does it every Sunday, I believe. There might be another shop or two that do. But not everybody has it available. But on the majors, by the way, offshore, some of the behemoth offshores don't have golf betting during a fourth round except for in the majors. Wow. And you're like, oh, they finally decided to do this. Why wouldn't they do this more?
Yeah, this is something that's bet on a lot because I kept on seeing the odds move, and I was betting, like, I seen Westgate had it up. I seen of William Hill had it. There was a couple spots in town here. You know, one thing, we always put Circa on a pedestal. I'm surprised that Circa doesn't have it. You know, I'm surprised Circa didn't have anything on the draft.
Nothing.
Where Westgate and William Hill had it. You know, I expected them to have something. But then again, you know, we're looking to steal. So Circa's sharp enough to know.
That's right.
Not to.
We're looking to steal.
Yeah. In the end, it shows that we didn't steal. Look what we're doing now here a few hours before the results. We're not stealing. You could still literally get 4-1 or 5-1 or at a couple spots.
Of course not. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, why wouldn't you put it up? I guess in that respect. No, the golf admission is interesting because there is, again, something unique about that sport, right? It's endless. And there's so many possibilities that you do have to sort of check yourself in a different way where you're like, okay. And you started by saying, I'm making a vow here.
Right.
You're not going to do this anymore. Is that what you're vowing?
Listen, I didn't bet over my bankroll, and I did bet $100 live at 22-1.
You're like, don't go crazy, Gil. I still might do it again.
No, I enjoy betting majors, especially if I'm going to them. I don't know. There's something there about major golf tournaments that I don't do that every week.
I don't either.
And they put it up, the odds, live odds. I don't do that. Just it was caught up in the moment again.
Is there anything more enjoyable than sitting on your couch and watching the final rounds of a major?
Especially this one. We had three guys going at it back and forth.
Heaven.
Zalatoris just missed that putt to go into sudden death.
Something so pleasing about it in every way.
It really was.
Bother me. Yeah. I'll be here on the couch watching this.
How about this? I lost money and I was clapping for the kid. I make more money if Zalatoris wins. I was so happy for him, you know?
And for Fitzpatrick,
Fitzpatrick. He has like $6-5 million in career earnings, and here he made over $3 million in one tournament. This is going to mean a lot for his life. And he had his mom and dad there. They stayed in the same house. There's a lot of history behind that course, of course, the history behind that, that golf course. So
I did say this yesterday. Jeff, I'm curious because you weren't here. I want to see if you agree with this. I thought that the Fitzpatrick shot out of the bunker on 18, which is the iconic, even more than his putts on 13 and 15, which will go down as the iconic shot of that tournament, where he put it 18 feet from the pin with, you know, grass that jutted into the bunker where he just could get it by the left side of that to put it 18 feet in the pin. I thought the announcers blew that moment. They were not, they didn't react immediately to it. They only sort of, it occurred to them in the next minute how amazing it was. They just kind of nonchalanted it. It took away from the moment for me.
I think it was just that there was just an amount of shock that he was able to do that, which.
Because they set it up well, right? They're like, this is going to be amazing. And then he did it and they were like.
They set it up perfectly. The setup was perfect. Every camera angle you got of it. It was one of the few things that they did very well that week on the coverage. But no, I'm kind of with you.
They kind of blew it there. I didn't catch that.
They
You're
did
right.
kind of
yeah,
blow
it. I'm kind of with you now, thinking about it now. Yeah.
I was like, did they just see? They just talked about this being amazing. And then the amazing happened. And then they were like, okay. Yeah. Well, looks like. Yeah. So anyway, it was. But other than that, and that's just me nitpicking. It was fantastic.
Let's go to another subject.
Yes.
Did you know there was a Hoover Dam Casino?
No,
I didn't know that.
No,
giant. It's giant too. It's a giant hotel casino right by the Hoover Dam. I was like, when did this open? But there's a big casino I'll be going probably there today because I'm going back. I'm going to Arizona to make some more drafts.
Is it on the Arizona
today.
Side or is
no,
it?
No, it's on the Vegas. It's on the Las Vegas. It's on the Nevada side.
Okay.
It's right by the dam. It's a great spot just to hang out and go back across the border and back and forth.
By the way, I hear this is a lovely time of year to visit the Hoover Dam where it's like 125. Yeah.
No, but, yeah. I stopped at Railroad Pass too. You've heard of that?
Yes.
Railroad Pass there. I stopped there. I'm going to put a tweet up later on. I took some really cool videos. They have the old safe that's there, been there since 1931. Oh. They have a room of some artifacts and things.
You know who's doing Arizona drives to make bets now?
Who?
Jeff Parlay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's how you got sick. Did you go there on
exit two in Arizona? Causing the issues.
I'll tell you, this trip I found out I don't have to go to Rosie's Saloon.
Oh, you don't have to go that far.
In. I went 2 miles past the dam.
He goes down a dirt road.
Two miles across.
Yeah.
And literally. Yeah, be careful there's no bodies down that dirt road. You think of that when you're driving. I don't care who you are. You think what's going on over in this this people that are there.
No. All right, maybe we'll check on to see where these numbers are at for the number one pick. We've been checking on them all morning. The NBA draft tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Coming back, Unscripted with the Crack Man right here on a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, Gil Alexander, Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Jeff Parlay is here. Jeff, what's the latest here in the number one pick market that's still up only at FanDuel, I believe? What does it say right now?
Yeah, FanDuel is the only one that I'm seeing right now. Everyone else has pulled it off the board. I got to pull it back up because, as you know, Gil, sometimes our internet becomes suspect in here every once in a while. But
what?
As of right now, Jabari Smith minus 1,300 and Paolo is 4-1.
So Jabari now going the other direction. He was 100-1 and then 60-1 and now he's 13-1. Plot thickens. By the way, Chris Felica chiming in, the Bear from ESPN's College Game Day, who feels, I think, justifiably slighted because we're talking about you guys going over the board to Arizona. I don't think this tale, there should be a 30 for 30 done on Felica's NFL draft. I want to say that there were five states involved, but I can only come up with four in my head right now. But he essentially diverted his itinerary, right? He had to come to Las Vegas. But he wanted to bet the NFL draft, and so he took a different flight to, I want to say, Michigan, was it? And so he was able to make bets at the airport there. Then he flew to Vegas, and then while in Vegas, he says to me one day, he's like, hey, Gil, can I borrow your car? And I think he's just messing around. He's like, you want to borrow my car? I mean, he goes, yeah, I want to drive to Arizona, right? Like, I'm doing prime time. I'm doing a numbers game the next morning. I was like, I didn't even pay attention the first time he said it. And then he asked me again. I was like, oh, you're serious? He goes, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm just going to rent a car. And he went to Arizona to make bets. So it was like a Connecticut to Michigan to Nevada to Arizona.
Wow. That's fascinating.
What if I told you that one man would go to five states? There's a fifth state in there. I forgot what the fifth
really?
One was.
I yeah. love that. He purposely stopped in Michigan?
Well, he purposely, yeah, changed his travel because he realized by the time he got to, because remember, Vegas takes him off the
sure,
board.
Sure, of course. Vegas 20, off the board.
Off the board, right? 24 hours before, whatever it was, 48, I can't even remember anymore because we have some stupid rule here. He's like, I'm taking a different.
I knew he went to Arizona, but yeah. he's great. That's fun. That's wonderful. That's
what
good.
That is what someone is willing to do to make bets.
Yeah, no, that's great. And Jeff, during the break, told me something that he picked that up from Chris, that you stopped only a couple miles in. You didn't go into the – see, I was driving to the Wi-Fi spot 18 miles in, which took 15 minutes. It's not a big deal. But 2 miles right past the dam there yesterday I got on, and you said you already did that. Chris gave you that.
That's insight. Where I stopped. I followed Felica's lead, exit two.
Oh, that's
and,
it's
right
great.
On that, like I said, that dirt road where your car stays functional.
Jeff slams on the brakes. The car does like a 180 skidding on the dirt into Arizona. He makes his bets.
Look, in and out of the state in 8 minutes. I was efficient. I knew what I wanted to bet, made sure stuff didn't change. Made the bets, got out of there.
8 minutes, wow. You're allowed to stay longer, by the way, you know.
I know. Right. It's very hot out there, Gil.
We were talking about Railroad Pass, so just real quick, I'll finish off that. That is a casino that was built in 1931, and it was built for the dam workers because there was not you weren't allowed to drink, gamble at in Boulder City, where most of the dam workers work. So they built that casino for them, and it's been refurbished instead. They added hotel rooms. They're adding a new tower now. I just wonder, they're adding a brand new hotel tower. They already have hotel rooms. I'm wondering who stays there. Walking in there yesterday, it's really a bucket of blood. I mean, it really is. You go in there and it's just like, wow, this place. But I know some stories about that place, though. That's where Tony Spilotro used to like send for people. You come meet me up here, and if you met up there, you had a 50-50 chance of living.
I was going to say.
So it was
Dunzo.
Yeah, it's a cool little casino though. I'm going to put a tweet up later. The original safe is still there in this back room in this giant safe, wall safe. So it's a cool spot. But that Hoover Dam casino though is pretty cool.
Everything
also
about the Hoover Dam is just unbelievable. Just the construction of it is just it's unbelievable to hear out. Except I just don't want to do it in 125 degrees. Like that was another caper for my very how can I put this frugal cousin Itzik, who again answered the question: are you staying at the Bellagio, the Wynn? Where are you staying, Itzik? Koval Lane,
Cherry's Nugget,
Holiday Inn, Koval Lane. And then in like the middle of the summer, he's like, good rates at the go see the Hoover Dam. I'm like, it's 125. He said, can we do this some other time of year?
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's funny.
He's always looking for an angle, that kid.
JJ Wateringhole, I'm reading a tweet, which I never usually do. This Hoover Dam Casino, awesome built-in swan dive opportunity for those who took Smith at -80 to 1, just in case. Swan dive opportunity.
Swan dive. We do not recommend that.
No, we're joking. Yeah. Of course.
What was your water skiing thing from the last? What was the crack water skiing thing? Oh, right, because they found the bodies.
Yeah. Joey will come home later. Joey will come. Yeah, I guess he didn't make. I don't know where he must. Yeah.
Joey will come home later.
Yeah. I mean, just sometimes the things that are still not this town's still trying to get away what it was. Let's face it. This town was a much better town when the mob ran it. I don't care who says what. This was the kind of a place, just like in the movie casino. You know, people know they knew what you drank, what you did, what your habits were. They took larger bets. That's right. They took larger bets years ago than they do now. I mean, there was an old timer was telling me a story about on Jimmy Vaccaro, I think, used to work there on Convention Center, that Holiday Casino. Forgive me. It's called Holiday Inn. Not Holiday Inn. I forget the name of it. It was on Convention Center, though. Mm-hmm. And that casino out of Boston, the Boston boys were in there. They were booking 10,000, 20,000 a game. This is literally late 70s, early 80s. I mean, they were booking more money back then. The town was a better place back then, even though they had, you know, and if there was a problem where you had some violence here, like during, you know, the problems they had here in town when there was gang violence and stuff going on a couple of years ago, and Elaine Wynn literally said, they were giving rooms away here in Vegas. They were charging $79. I mean, it was at the Wynn. So literally, she said it's at the highest rate in the city now after that happened. Years ago, with the mob was here, that wouldn't have happened.
This brings up a more macro question. So here we are now, 4 years after the, PASPA ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. Four years. And you know, so we talked about, someone retweeted a video of ours where we talked about people getting banned for no reason or limited effective bans for no reason because their profiling is so poor. And so you have that business model of folks getting banned. And then you have the other business model, we're just not going to put this stuff up, right? The drafts and NFL and NBA to varying degrees. And then every once in a while, there's a shop or two that will take large bets on lots of things. And again, shout out to William Hill here. That does, sure, in fact, do that. And they deserve a shout of that. And I guess my question to you is, what do you think prevails moving forward? Do you think that this will generally be how the pie is parsed moving forward, that there will always be one or two shops that are willing to take it, but generally the rest are going to be sort of limiting or at worst predatory?
It's a fantastic subject. After the NFL draft and after how successful I was, you were, everyone was, that had a pulse, was successful with the NFL draft, I said, wow, this is going to be the last NFL draft maybe. But then I heard John Avello said that that's absolutely not. We're going to be booking the draft still in the future.
At DraftKings for sure.
DraftKings. Yeah. And I know what DraftKings took on this particular event, the NBA draft. I don't think betting is going anywhere on these drafts, and especially after Wojo comes out with these comments. And now there's some two-way, three-way betting markets here, and people are going back and forth. I just think that it's going to be around for a long time, and they are the leaders of the different types of bets still. Unfortunately, until they get to Vegas here, the competition is just not robust right now. So when they do get here eventually, which may be a long time. I was just over in Hard Rock. I forget the name of the place already. Virgin. I still can't believe Betfred's not open. What's
no
going
license.
On? Over a year now. Yeah. It's a beautiful little book sign. I mean, this is still a cowboy town, folks.
Just remember, you're still our guests.
You're all just our guests.
Jeff Parlay with numbers update on the number one pick.
Another move. Paolo's now down, actually looks like plus 350. Was down to plus 3.25 for a second there. So plus 350 now on Paolo.
What is
and Smith
Jabari?
Minus 7-1.
Yeah, what Bill minus said, minus 700, one. Yep.
Yeah, and that's that. Listen, honestly, at that book, that could just be someone listening to us making a $100 bet, because I do know that they had $133 was their max bet when Banchero was 18-1. So if someone makes a $100 bet, they're probably
conceivably be updating this every 10 minutes. Yeah. It would be something else.
Yeah.
But again, just a fantastically interesting week where Banchero went from double-digit dog to a very short dog. Then it sort of leveled out. Jabari went back up. And Banchero settled in right around plus 245-ish for a little while. Then last night, massive steam on Banchero, where he became the favorite again this morning, all the way up to minus 190 at a shop like DraftKings. And then the Woj tweet, which said, hey, increasingly firm, was that his phrase? Increasingly firm that it will go number one Jabari Smith to Orlando, number two Chet Holmgren to Oklahoma City, and number three Paolo Banchero to Houston. So that then moved it back in the other direction. Whether that's going to manifest or not, well, that's what we're all going to find out some, 9 hours from now. You think it'll go quick, Jeff? You think they'll use the whole clock, Orlando, or you think they'll come right out and do it?
Oh, they're using the whole clock.
Will we know earlier than the draft?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think we will.
Coming back, wrapping it up with Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 Gambler. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I just want to read this one. This is from Bond Plate. I'm in my car at the grocery store and haven't been able to get out of the car. Absolutely paralyzed by Gil on a numbers game with Drew Dinsick earlier. Went Ivy 1, 2, and 3 and a tad giddy. Who doesn't need a point guard in this game? The truth is we have no idea what's going to happen. None of us. What's the latest, Jeff? What's the latest move?
Numbers are the same.
There we go.
Yeah.
I got more things.
What do you got?
Should we get off air here?
By the way, Bill texted me on Tuesday night. He's like, oh, I heard you're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you're leaving Visa. I was like, what? You don't think I would have told you if I was?
I did. You did say that to me.
It is.
I was like, wow, you're leaving. I didn't even know. Because once you're gone, no one's putting me on.
I just know I just left primetime action. But we said it many times, like, primetime action is going to stay. I'm still going to be in a numbers game. But then you said you got a text from somebody.
I heard he's leaving. Please give Gil my condolences and let me know what he's doing.
No.
But a couple things. Okay, so let's see. Last night. Okay, so I put out the Tony Siragusa that he passed. I really felt bad. He was like, one of the big guys, always smiling, happy, real good guy to people. I was kind of upset about it, and I heard about it through a friend of his. But I was tearing.
Funny guy.
Do I tweet that out? It wasn't out yet. It wasn't out there yet. So I did tweet it out though yesterday, and only because I read someone else, a couple other guys were talking about it, but it wasn't confirmed. And it's amazing how some of the people on Twitter. Like, we're going crazy. You shouldn't talk. You don't know this happened. Like, I'm not going to really put something on there unless I absolutely know. I knew it, like, literally, not a big deal, but I knew it like a half hour before that. What's that dish rag site that talks about people all the time? I forget.
Dish rag.
Yeah, that they talk about the Kardashians. What's that site? You know what I'm talking about?
He knows.
I forget the name.
Jeff knows. He just doesn't want to say that.
I mean, it's TMZ. TMZ is what you're referring to, yes.
So, how do I come up with these things?
Dish rag.
Yeah. So I knew about it. I put it out there, and, like, I felt so bad I put it out there. I'll never do that again. I felt so bad.
Well, can I tell you, before you came on air, I was talking about how, Tony Siragusa passed away. Everybody was talking about that. Jalen Ferguson, poor kid, 26 years old, passed away with the Ravens. So the Ravens had two deaths in their organization yesterday. But my ex-father-in-law, for 9 years of my life, Brig Owen, 79 years old, member of George Allen's Over the Hill gang for the Washington football team, they were the team beaten in the Super Bowl by the perfect season Dolphins in Super Bowl VII. He's one of the greatest 80 Washington football teamers of all time in the Ring of Hall. But he was my father-in-law. So this is a little more personal, but it's fascinating when someone passes away, right? So I know that his immediate family hadn't put anything out on social media yet, right? And so I immediately thought to myself, I go, well, this is not my place to put it out either, right?
Yeah.
It's not my place to put this out. And of course, on Facebook, right, there's always the one person who's got to be the one to let you know, hey, look, I don't know if you guys know this, right? But it's the Dwayne Haskins thing was an interesting thing, right? Like, so people just are irresponsible sometimes with stuff like this at their worst. Like, they say really stupid, offensive things. And on the other hand, it's just like, it's one of those subjects where it's like, you got to respect the family.
I waited until I read it on other people. Yeah. I knew a couple other people were talking about it. Because when I first seen it, I was like, do I even talk about this? This guy was such a good guy to people. Let's talk about one more thing. The Yankees.
Yes.
I know everyone's thinking they're the best team in baseball, and I'm sure they are.
Record-wise, they are.
I know. Are they on pace for like 120-win season? I mean,
they are on pace for one heck of a season.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I know
I
that.
I'm doing.
I want people to know now. I know you guys all jump on the bandwagon. You don't want to jump on late because now you're going to pay a premium and a tax for betting the Yankees every game, just to let you know in case you're one of those guys. It's not a big deal. I'm not saying don't bet them. I'm just saying pick your spots because you're going to pay a tax by betting the Yankees. There's a built-in price that the bookmaker opens up the day with and says, well, they're going to bet the Yankees anyway. So if they're minus 180, we're going to make them minus 200 because they know they're still going to get Yankee action. So just something for you guys to know.
We've seen that with the Dodgers for the last few years. But
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
the Dodgers. And the Dodgers just went through a pretty bad streak, like a month, right? They were losing a month. Not that they're still a great team. And I think the Dodgers may even have some value if they keep losing.
It's a great point because if you're a novice bettor, if you're new to this, listen, we have all lived through these experiences. When we were novice bettors, there was a team that couldn't lose, right? And you just bet them, and you're like, oh, this is the easiest thing in the world. And price was never an object, right?
Right.
But what we're saying is price is an object. And yep. So you need to always be aware of that. That most listeners obviously know that to the show, but there's going to be a segment of the people listening who could use that reminder.
Yep. Las Vegas Chris put up a really good tweet yesterday. I'm going to read it to you. Bad decisions in betting that result in wins only reinforce more bad decisions to come. Impulsive bets, bad lines, chasing, doubling down, risky bets, poor bet sizing, peer pressure, boredom, desperation, substance influence, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was a really good.
He's right.
And we talked about the U.S. Open a little bit earlier.
Yep.
I thought it was a really good tweet from Las Vegas Chris. I know he's a fan of the show, so I think, and
he has really solid tweets, and he is a multiple handicapping contest winner here in Las Vegas that we often have during football season primarily. But yes, his Twitter feed at Las Vegas Chris without the H, always good with little betting nuggets like that.
I got this guy Lenny on Twitter. He asked me to a lot of his tweets. Guys, I'm listening now. He just tweeted this to us. How some of you comrades travel miles to place bets. I live in central New Jersey. I have driven to Belmont, Aqueduct, Delaware, Parks, Harris, Harness, Liberty Parks, Brandywine, Yonkers. They were all of those were literally 90 minutes. Lenny, come on, buddy. We're talking about advantage bets, not horse racing. But I try to expect, like, I've done those D-gen things when I was in, like, high school.
Lenny.
I did. I had a morning session at Atlantic City Racetrack, Atlantic City Casino, Meadowlands at night. We were all D-gens. But now we try to teach, you know, responsible gambling and stuff now. So, all right, let's go on to the last subject before we go off air.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner last night. Yeah. Shockingly, really good dinner. I forgot about the place. I haven't been there in 15 years. It's on the top of all the old school guys, and even in general, list of place to go. Blew me away. Hugo's Wine Cellar at the Four Queens. One of the classiest places in this town. It's really a place that you want to take your girl to. She gets a rose. Everyone gets a long stem rose when they come in.
They give her a rose.
Couldn't get in. Place was packed, walled, 165, literally 165 people in there packed at 7 o'clock at night. Someone asked me to meet them there and have a dinner, and I forgot how good it was. The everything from the tableside preparations of salad bar to the class of the tuxedo-clad waiters, the food was fantastic. The people I went there complained about the price, though, but that's okay. Every restaurant, you go to a good restaurant now. I went to Joe's three nights ago. I love Joe's. I love the Maitre d' Tim. We're friends for years. Every time I call, I get in there. Joe's is, you know, it's 80, 85 bucks for a steak now. You know, it's just what it is. It's more expensive everywhere.
I have no problem paying, you know, a good amount of money for great meals.
Right.
The ones, if I notice it, like if you're so outrageous that I notice it, then that's when I know you've gone overboard. Because it's like, okay, how is this? Because we went to a couple sushi spots where we're like, okay, enough with this pricing.
I still, did you say sushi?
Yeah.
I still think that we have a great Chinatown here for some sushi spots and some places. You can go to Nobu and get busted out, or you can go to there's some really good places.
Spring Mountain, baby.
Spring Mountain. There's some really good places there for you know, just talking. I know we're all over the place with all different subjects here.
Right.
Food is one of them.
We only have 90 seconds. Last price check on this, Jeff. What do you got, finally, as we leave here, 8 hours before the draft, right now for the number one pick, it is.
Jeff. Sorry, our internet is just not cooperating. -700 on Jabari, +350 on Paolo.
Okay, that's where it stands right now. This is a large day for some of us, not just because of the Banchero pick, but again, the College Baseball World Series continues today. Ole Miss and Arkansas, and Bill, I have a 100-1 ticket on Ole Miss to win the College World Series. If they lose today, they're done. If they win, they are in the best of three finals this weekend. So this is a massive day.
Will you hedge real quick? Will you hedge?
I hadn't had to even think about it till now.
Only because it's 100-1. I just wondered.
Right. I haven't had any because they hadn't lost a game.
Right.
But then they lose 3-2, and now all of a sudden, I'm like, do I hedge? I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it right after
this.
Yeah. Bill Krakenberger, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
At Bill Crackman with the K. And, of course, the podcast Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Good luck with all your bets, whatever they may be. Banchero and beyond. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The Lombardi Line is next.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.